Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. It is with joy that we gather back around the radio mic and make the recording that we might play this today on the radio broadcast. I appreciate you tuning in over WSOF and WAJJ Radio. And of course, this broadcast is for Tuesday, June the 2nd, and I hope you're enjoying the good day of the Lord, the day that the Lord has made, and enjoying His presence as He walks with us through this day. Amen and amen. Well, we're just enjoying the blessings of the Lord and thank Him for His goodness and grace and mercy that He bestows upon us. Thank Him for how that He's taken care of every need that we have. We have no reason to complain. Amen. We do have things we're requesting. I do have burdens I'm praying about and cares that do come upon us, but I am glad I can trust all those to my Heavenly Father. I can trust Him. Those things I don't know, those things I don't understand, I can trust Him with them. And I'm glad that's so. And hope you're living in that kind of faith and that kind of confidence in your good God and Savior. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to meet with us and help us. I do have a number of things to pray about. We're praying for some that are sick. I'm praying for Brother Shelby Wilson from here in the church is going for some tests on this Thursday. And I'm praying about that. Adam, Sister Dorothy Holliday's grandson, is going in for, I think, some surgery tomorrow and tests maybe with that. I pray for him. We're going to mention that. And others that we know of having problems and difficulties. I'm praying for a situation right now of a home that really needs some help from the Lord, or else there's going to be devastation and turmoil. And so I want you to help us pray about that. And then I do have some good news. My son Daniel called me yesterday right before my program started and after I'd already made the tape. And he called and told me that they had called him from the insurance company. And after 5 months of waiting, and finally he called him on Thursday of last week, told him he needed some help or else he's going to call the insurance commissioner. And after two or three days of that, they called him and said they'd have three checks in the mail today. Amen. And so he's going to be ready to start rebuilding, and they're going to pay for him a place to rent that him and his wife, they're going to get married on July the 4th, that they'll have a place to stay when they get married. And so thank the Lord. Praise God for that answer prayer. But we're going to the Lord in prayer now, and thanking Him for that, but also asking Him to meet these other needs to do great and mighty things. Although I see the devil working, I'm glad I can also see God working, and I'm glad that I know that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm glad that I know that God can do more in a moment than the devil could do in a lifetime. And so I'm so glad for that, and I'm glad I've got confidence in Him and can trust Him with our troubles. All right, having said that, let's pray if you can pray with us. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank You for Your goodness and grace. I want to thank You, Lord, for saving me. I want to thank You, Lord, for reaching down where I was at as a little 8-year-old boy. June the 29th will be 41 years ago, Lord. You reached down where I was and convicted me of my sin. Oh, Lord, show me how lost I was. Show me how hopeless my situation was. And I want to thank You, Lord, that You also showed me Christ on Calvary, dying for my sins. Lord, I want to thank You for a good man of God that had the good word of God that could point me to the Savior. And I just called on You, Lord. They didn't have me repeat a prayer. I would have. If they'd told me to repeat it, I'd have repeated it, trusting God that must be the way to do it. But Lord, I'm glad they didn't have me repeat a prayer. They just had me call on Your name and ask You to save me. And Lord, when I did, I want to thank You, Lord, in mercy. You reached down and saved me by Your grace. Lord, it's good today, just as good as it was then. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving me by Your grace. Thank You for putting me in the ministry. Thank You for Your blessings on our life. Father, I pray now, as I come before You with these burdens and needs, I first want to thank You for answering prayer there for my son Daniel. Lord, for intervening and Lord, for helping there. I want to thank You and give You praise and glory. And I pray help them as they rebuild and as they try to get their new home established. Bless them in their marriage coming up on July the 4th. I pray, Father, that You'd guide and direct and help there. And, Lord, use them for Your glory. I do pray, Lord, having prayed for that family, I pray for the family that we know of that's struggling, the family that's in difficulty and division. Dear God, that You'd have mercy. And, dear God, You'd cause people not to be selfish but to turn to the Lord. Father, I pray You'd help them to get things right with the Lord. And then and they could get things right with one another, and it would work out for your glory and your honor. I pray, dear God, that you'd intervene. I pray, Father, you'd bring sinners to salvation, to the same conviction I was under, to the same conclusion that only Christ can save, and dear Lord, they'd turn to you and trust you and be saved before it's too late. Father, I pray that you'd help those that are sick and afflicted. I pray for those going to have surgery, going to have tests. Lord, I pray that you'd meet the different needs there. And Lord, you'd just get the glory and the honor. Lord, I pray for Matthew Barnett. Today's his birthday. I pray, God, give him a good day in the Lord. Bless him, God, and use him for your glory. I pray, Father, use this broadcast. I ask you, dear God, that you might meet with us here at the house of God when we meet on Wednesday. But I pray you'd meet with us right now in the broadcast. And God, you'd bless and get the glory and the honor because you deserve it. I pray, God, bring sinners again to salvation. Bring again, Lord, I pray, bring the saints to a place of repentance and not just repentance to salvation. They're already saved, but repentance that they might be sanctified and that they might walk in the way that please the Lord Jesus Christ and obey the Lord and shine for Jesus in this dark world we're living in. Father, I pray, have your way now and help and get the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, if you'd like to be turning in your Bible, we're going to be looking at the book of Ruth, chapter number 4 again. I've completed looking through the book of Ruth, studying about Ruth, and now we're thinking in conclusion a little bit about Boaz. I preached on Friday and then yesterday about Boaz. And I'm going to do that again today and bring out some thoughts, hopefully, that might be a blessing and encouragement to you about Boaz, and especially our heavenly Boaz, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you're looking in your Bible, Ruth, chapter number 4, while you're finding your place, we'll listen to this good song by our family that I hope might be a blessing to you. Well, amen. If you're feeling out yonder what I'm feeling in here, I'm telling you, it's a pretty good feeling. Thank God there ain't nothing better than Jesus. I'm glad he saved me by his grace. Amen. Amen. I thank him for coming by and blessing us with his presence every now and then. Amen. I'm going to try to read now out of Ruth chapter number 4. And verse number 9, and Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Mahlon's and Chilion's. I said that backwards. All that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the city of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And then over in chapter 4 and verse number 13, so Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And he went in unto her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. Thank God. Amen. So we see here the union of Boaz and Ruth. God brought Ruth to Boaz, and Boaz was there for Ruth. Now, I've talked to you about the symbolism. We've looked at it quite a bit. Ruth, the symbol of the sinner, comes to Christ for salvation. Amen. She's also a symbol of the Gentile bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Boaz, then, is the symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And we've talked about him being the kinsman redeemer. And on yesterday, I talked about him as the notable kinsman. He had to be that one that was near of kin. He had to be that one that was able. And I talked about Christ, how that he was the Son of God, and yet he became the Son of Man. And he did that, that we might be saved by the grace of God, that he might be tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin, that he might know and be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, because he likewise has been in the flesh. Amen. And in the flesh, he perfectly pleased God, being the only man that ever did that. Amen. And I'm glad that he did. So he was our near kinsman. And I'm glad the Lord hath not left us this day without a near kinsman. That's what Naomi said to Ruth. Amen. We can say that same thing. Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left us this day without a near kinsman. Now I want to try to talk for a few minutes about him, not only as kinsman, but as the honorable vindicator. Because you see, being the near kinsman, being the one who redeems, he's also the avenger of the brethren. You see, through the scriptures there, the Bible deals with that fact, how that if a man was wronged, that if a man does wrong accidentally, and he accidentally kills a man, for example, injures a man to his death, then that man could flee to the city of refuge. But you remember there was an avenger, a kinsman, avenger that would come and would execute judgment and justice for the one that died. And if that man that had accidentally killed him did not do what the law said and run to that city of refuge and plead for mercy and stay within that city of refuge until the time of the death of the high priest, then he would be fair game, and the avenger could track him down, and the avenger could execute justice and judgment upon him. Well, our Lord Jesus Christ is not only our kinsman redeemer, but he is our kinsman avenger. He is the judge of all the earth. He is the righteous judge. Amen. He is the one to whom God has given all judgment. God has delivered all judgment over to the Son. Can I tell you, if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ and you trample underfoot the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you come to the great white throne judgment and you face a holy God, a God of wrath and a God of judgment, I'm telling you, that God you'll be facing will be the Lord Jesus Christ himself, with eyes flaming as fire, with feet as brass. And you'll see him there in his judgment day persona as he judges the world for their sin and condemns them of their sin. Amen. I'm telling you, what an awesome thought to think that the very one that hung on Calvary and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," will be the one that looks at the sinner and says, "Sorry, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." He is our avenger. But I'm going to tell you, the New Testament tells us of the scripture in the book of Romans that says, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," saith the Lord. That is a quote from the book of Isaiah, and it is found in the New Testament as well. And that is the same chapter in the book of Romans that says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God." God is a God of mercy, but he's also a God of wrath. God is a God of love, but he's also a God of judgment. Amen. You see, the sentimentalism of today teaches us that there is no justice. But I'm telling you, there must be justice. God is just, and he is a God of justice. There's a scripture in the book of Revelation, chapter number 6 and verse number 10, where those martyrs under the throne of God are crying and saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on those that dwell on the earth?" And I'm telling you, the sentimentalism of today teaches us that appeal is not Christian. Can I tell you, those are Christians under the altar, and those were Christians in the books of the Psalms and in those books of the Bible where it talked about judgment belonging unto God and looking forward to the day when God judges the world in righteousness. You see, the wrath of the Lamb is one day going to be shown to this world. But the wrath of the Lamb is to them that live in this world a stone which the builders have rejected. Now, that wrath of the Lamb is a stone which the builders still reject. Amen. They say, who would dream of connecting wrath with the Lamb? But right there in the book of Revelation, it talks about them hiding and calling for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them and to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, how the link is there. Jesus Christ is not only the notable kinsman, he's not only our Redeemer, but he's the vindicator. Amen. He is the vindicator of God's righteousness. He's the vindicator of God's children. Amen. He's the vindicator of God's mercy. Mercy reaches out her hands. Mercy sends forth its call. Mercy sends out its cry. Wisdom cries in the streets, and wisdom says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But wisdom also says, and when mercy cries and says, "I have knocked and you've not regarded, I have called and you've not regarded," and so one day he said, "I will laugh at your calamity." There'll come a day when mercy will retire behind the sword of justice, and the sword of God's justice will be red with ultimate and unrepentant wrath. I'm telling you, the wrath of God is to be revealed in this world because of sin and unrighteousness and the devil. Amen. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ holds his people in such high regard, and he exercises such tender care over us that he will not brook any of the enemy's interference. I'm telling you, when the devil messes with God's people, he's messing with God. You remember when Saul, Paul later known as, but Saul was persecuting the church, and he met the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus. The Bible said that light shined, and that voice sounded, and he said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Saul was persecuting the church. He was persecuting the saints of God, and Jesus Christ took it personal. Amen. In Numbers chapter number 36, the near kinsman was to take up the sword of justice and to pursue after the guilty offender. The word redeemer is here rendered by the strong equivalent revenger. Redeemer and revenger are one and the same. He is to avenge the blood of his brother. Amen. Listen, have the redeemed of the Lord nowhere to turn in trouble? Listen, I'm telling you, we do have a stronghold. We've got a God that'll hide us under his wings, but we've also got a God that'll stand up and fight for his people, thank God. We've got a God that'll speak up and put to silence the enemies of the people of God. Amen. Now, you think about the devil as the great spoiler of humanity, the great destroyer of souls. I'm telling you, will he not one day be brought into account? Does he never have to stand before God in judgment himself? Oh, yes, he does. There's coming a day when every knee's going to bow, including every Satanist, including every God denier, including every atheist, including every evolutionist, including every false religionist. Amen. Every knee's going to bow, including the devil and every demon of hell. Every knee's going to bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad we do have an avenger who has destroyed the power of death. Amen. And that was on the cross. Jesus Christ openly made a show of the devil and our enemy of the soul. Amen. And he brought deliverance unto those who through fear of death had all their lifetime been subject unto bondage. Amen. You see this poor widow out here in Luke chapter number 18. She cried in her distress and she said, "Avenge me of mine adversary." Our Lord Jesus Christ used that parable about that widow woman that was asking for vengeance. And he said, that's how our Heavenly Father is. Though he may not hear today, and though judgment may not come today, or judgment may not come tomorrow, there is coming a day when God will hear, and there is coming a day when God will judge. There is coming a day when God will bear his mighty arm, when God will stand for it no longer, and he'll step in and do something about the wickedness and the worldliness and the ungodliness that's going on in our world today. I'm telling you, our Lord Jesus is not only a notable kinsman, but he is a valiant and honorable vindicator. Thank God, I'm glad Jesus can answer for me. You remember what was said there when Michael argued with Satan, fought with Satan over the body of Moses? He said, "The Lord rebuked thee, Satan." Isn't that what the Bible said? Amen. You remember in the book of Zephaniah? It's either Zephaniah or Zechariah. I've forgotten now. Don't have it right in front of me. But in the book, one of the books of those two prophets, one of those two, they talk about Joshua, and he saw the vision of Joshua in the holy place, and his garments were filthy, and Satan was there, and Satan was accusing him before God, and the angel said to him there, "The Lord rebuked thee." I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ can shut the mouth of the lion. Amen. I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ can stop the mouth of the blasphemers. I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ can shut the mouth of the devil, and he will do that one day. Amen. One of these days we'll shout and rejoice in heaven because the accuser of the brethren will be cast down, and the accuser of the brethren will be bound in a chain and bound for 1,000 years, and Jesus Christ will reign on the throne of David for 1,000 years. Glory to God. And we'll have the privilege, if you're saved by the grace of God, the Bible said that if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. And I believe if you're faithful to God, and you're true to the call of God in your life, and you stay faithful till death, I believe you'll have the privilege of reigning with Christ in that millennial kingdom. Amen and amen. Amen. I'm looking forward to the day when Jesus comes riding in on the white horse and the saints of God ride in behind him. Hallelujah. And defeat the devil. Amen. And he's cast into the bottomless pit bound for 1,000 years and a great stone set on it. And God allows Jesus to reign on the throne of David for 1,000 years. What a day. What a day that'll be when the desert will bloom and blossom as a rose. When sin will no longer reign on the earth, but the curse will be lifted. Amen. And for 1,000 years, Jesus Christ will reign in righteousness with a rod of iron. Amen. Well, he's an honorable vindicator. Well, I appreciate you tuning in today. Tune in this same time tomorrow, 5:05, for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. And we'll try to look at Boaz, our Lord Jesus Christ, just a little bit more. May God bless you.